on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the bottom. We had yesterday a machlokas in a Braisa, how to learn a Braisa. If in the beginning, how to learn this Braisa, in the end, Chatchila was Mutter, then it was Aser, then it became Mutter again. Do we learn now it's a mitzvah to do, or now you have to be mechaven l'shem mitzvah? So we have a similar braisa that can be learned. We'll see one of the two ways. Ema reisha. Look at the reisha of this braisa. Matzos te'achel b'makom kadosh. A similar parallel kind of case, where something was mutter, then it became osur, and then it became mutter again, and then it shailas to learn, and then it became a mitzvah, or then became yati mechavin l'shem mitzvah. Matzos te'ochel b'makom kadosh, mitzvah. Right, that it says by a mincha that you have to eat it matzah in the azara. That's a mitzvah to do. Mitzvah to eat it matzah b'azara. Shebitchila hoysa alav v'chlal heter. Right, lechatchila Rashi shebitchila kolim shehuk tisha mincha zu hoysa alav v'chlal heter. Before you were makdish this mincha, you could eat this flour, make it into matzah, make it anything you want. Nesra, once you were makdish it, you weren't allowed to eat it until you were makriv of the komets. Then the kohanim are allowed to eat it, and the chazra v'hutra, and it became mutter again after the komets. Yachol tarzul ha'tera rishon, I might think that it becomes mutter to eat, but there's no mitzvah to eat it. Talmud Lomer, matzos te'ochel b'makom kadosh, mitzvah. Right, that it's a mitzvah. So what does this mean, mitzvah? Does it mean mitzvah that it's a mitzvah to eat it? Or mitzvah means you have to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah. And that would be similar to the way we learned the braisa before. It's a mitzvah to do yibum, or you have to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah yibum. Rashi, d'nesra k'shehuk t'sho v'chazv rehutra b'aktoris ha'komet. Yochel Tavzer can refer. Now the Gemara explain what this Yochel Tavzer was. The Gemara says, Bishlama l'rava d'omer ha'moni rabbonin hi, and mitzvah means a mitzvah to do yibum, but not that you have to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah yibum. Hocha hochi kamer. So the reisha you can explain along the same lines. Matzos te'ochel b'makom kadosh, mitzvah. Right? It's a mitzvah to eat these the shiori ha'mincha, what's left from the mincha after you take the komets, it's a mitzvah to eat it. Why? Shebitchilo ha'isola b'chlal heter. Beginning, before you were makdishes mincha, they were allowed to eat stam food. Rotza ochla, rotza ein ochla. Could eat it, could take it or leave it. You don't have to eat this, there's no inyan to eat it. Rotza ochla, rotza ein, nesra chazra v'hutra. Then it became aser, and then it became mutter again. Yochel tavzul lehetera harishon, rotza ochla, rotza ein ochla. I might think that now it should go back to be the way as we was before. You could eat it or not eat it. There's no mitzvah dafka to eat it. Rotza ein ochla. Mar says, how could that be? What do you mean, rotza ein ochla? V'hoksi v'ochlu osama shekupor bohem. Malamit shakohanim ochlim u'baylim mischaprim. Right? Maisa, the kohanim have to eat it. It's part of the kapar of the carbon. The kohanim eat the carbon, right, what they're allowed to eat, and that's how the bailim gets kapara. The carbon is that the ikur kapara of the carbon is the hazos hadam, right, when you sprinkle the blood. But the kapara is dependent on the complete kapara, on the rest of the carbon being nikrav, whatever parts have to go on the mizbeach, and the kohanim eating the parts that they're supposed to eat. Ela rotza hu ochla, rotza kohen achar ochla. What it means is, the havamina was that he doesn't have to dafka eat it. The carbon has to be eaten. But not dafka, that the person who, the kohen who's makriv, the carbon has to eat part of it. Right? He could either eat it or give somebody else to eat. The main thing is the carbon should be eaten. Right? Talmud Lomer, matzos te'ochel b'makom kadosh mitzvah. That the person, the kohen who brings the carbon, has to eat part of it. The Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha for various reasons. It could be because the whole this Gemara is not la halacha. That really nobody has a chiyuv to eat the korban personally. The chiyuv is amongst the kohanim, somebody has to eat it. somebody has to eat it. That mishmer has to eat it. The korban has to be eaten. It's not a mitzvah on every specific kohen. The nafkamina would be, do you have to eat a kazayas of it? If the mitzvah is to eat it, you have to eat a kazayas. But if the if mitzvah is that the korban should be eaten up amongst everybody, then you have to have a kazayas. And the Gemara, they bring a raya from the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in the right way in the beginning of Pesachim says that how we ourselves also speak nicely. So one Kohen got Kipul. He said, I got like a bean from the Korban. The other one said he got Kizonav Halatah, like a lizard's tail. And he was, the way he referred to the, what he got in the Korban wasn't nice. So they asked, how could he get only Kipul? All these things are less than a Kazayit. The answer is that it could be there's no mitzvah to eat the korban. The mitzvah is the korban should be eaten, and therefore nobody has to dafki eat a kazayis. The mitzvah is it should be eaten up amongst all of them. But from this Gemara's mashma, that the kohen who brings the korban has a mitzvah to eat part of that mincha, shoria mincha. And then he would have to eat a kazayis. Rashi, v'achlu olsam es hakadoshim asher kupor bahem. Nor the kapora should be complete. The parts that are nikrav on the mizbeach have to be nikrav, and the korban has to be eaten by the ones who are supposed to eat it. Right? Even though the kapora is finished and the korban can't become possible after the hazoas adam, but this is like the completion of the kapora. Rotzahu kohen she'ovad avodasa, right? He can eat it. Or what's it called, or somebody else can eat it. Right? Kamash Malon, no, it's a mitzvah, right, that he has to eat it. Okay.
Minchas for kapar?
Minchas for kapar, it could be a, what's it called, a chattas. The mincha can be a chattas, yeah, sure. Minchas for kapar, okay. Elul Rav Yitzchak, so that's the way you would learn this brisa, and it would go according to Rava, who says it goes according to the Rabbanan. And it would be similar to what is. Just like the chatchila, this woman was mutter. She got married to the brother, she was also. Now the brother died without children, she became mutter again. I might think it's mutter to be miyavim her, but it's not a mitzvah. Kamash malon, it's a mitzvah. Okay? And same thing over here. The chatchila, this mincha was mutter to eat before you made it hektish. Now you made it hektish, it's also to eat. Now you're makar of the comments, it became mutter to eat again. I might think it goes back to original. Take it or leave it. You could eat it or not eat it. Kamash Malon, it's a mitzvah to eat it. Okay. So, okay. And if it wouldn't be that it would have this pasuk, matzos teochel, it's a mitzvah, I would say that it has to be eaten up by the mishmer or whatever, but no specific kohen has to eat it, and now we know that the kohen who brings it has to eat it, and like we said, could be this is not lahalacha. Okay, but according to Elul, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, the Omer Abishol, he, according to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, the Braisa by Yavama, goes according to Abishol. And the way he learns the Braisa is, L'chatchila, this woman was mutter. She got married to the brother, she was also. Now she becomes mutter again. I might think that you could marry her anyway, even not the shame, at the beginning you could marry her for any purpose. Right? The shame Ishus, the shame Yofi. And then she became also, you couldn't marry her at all. Now she became mutter again, and I think that you can marry her again, l'shem yofi, l'shem noi, no, you have to do it, l'shem mitzvah. That's abashol. So how do you learn over here? Hachamai, trei gavni ika. Over here you're saying he could marry her, now we're not saying it's a mitzvah to marry her, but he could marry her for this purpose or for that purpose. Now he can only marry her for the one purpose. So have, by the mincha will be the same thing. Now, you could eat it for this purpose or for that purpose, kamash malon, you have to eat it for this purpose, which is the purpose, right? And Tulsa says to eat it, l'shein mitzvah, what's it called, there's no such thing as dafka having to be mechavan l'shein mitzvah by achilas karbanos, right? You could eat it l'shein mitzvah, or you could eat it l'shein something else. No, as long as you eat it, l'shein suda. So that's not an option. So then what is the option? Right, maybe it means like this. You could eat it any way you wanted. Even achila gasa. Right? Stam food. You could eat, if you want to eat achila gasa, you could. Then it became also. Now it became mutter again. I might think now you could eat also achila gasa. Right? And you don't have to eat it in a normal way. Kamash Malon, you have to eat it now in a normal way. Versus Achila Gasa, Mishma Achila. That wouldn't be an option. That says Matzos Teochel, I wouldn't think that Achila Gasa is okay, and you need a pasuk. Tell me not, Achila Gasa, not a kol Achila, and you have to eat the matzah. You have to eat the Shiorei Amincha. V'omrei Shlokish, ha'ochel Achila Gasa b'yom ha'kipurim potter. Milo se'una. Right? If you eat Achila Gasa, you're potter, and you're not over the isser of lo se'una, ha'nefesh asher lo se'una, because Achila Gasa is also not the pleasure. Achila Gasa is where you, Tosa says there's two kinds of Achila Gasa. One kind of Achila Gasa is where you push it, can't eat anything. And eating mamish is a pain. That's the one it's talking about here. Then there's Achila Gasa where you're full, and you don't really want to eat, but you could, you know, you'll stuff yourself. That kind of Achila Gasa is called Achila. But it's not real. That kind of Achila Gasa, you'd be chayv on Yom Kippur too. But the Achila Gasa is here, if you're mamish stuffed, and if you eat anything more, your mamash, it hurts.
But how did it get to that stage?
What? Yeah, before Yom Kippur. He ate still some upsetters. What?
Okay.
Ella Mai, you can learn it like this. Rotza matza ochla, rotza chomitz ochla. In the beginning, you could have made this flour before you were makdish the mincha into matza or into chomitz. You can eat it any way you want. Right? And now, I might think that you could eat it any way you want also, matzah or chametz. Kamash malon, you have to eat it matzah. Mor says, v'akshiv lo se'ofi chametz chelkom. And they have another pasuk that tells me you couldn't eat it chametz. Because lo se'ofi can't bake chametz, even chelkom, even the part that the kohanim eat. Not only can't you be machmitz the mincha that you burn on the mizbeach, you can't be machmitz the part of the mincha that the kohanim are going to eat either. So that can't be a havamina. Ela rotza matzo ochla, rotza cholut ochla. Now you might think you eat it matzo or eat it cholut. Cholut is that you put the dough into boiling water, which retards that it can't become chametz. Okay? But it's lechora not matzo either. We'll see in 1 second if it's matzo or it's not matzo. Right? What?
Bagel.
It's like a bagel. Yeah. So it can't become chametz because it's boiled, and the boiling retards the fermentation process. But it's, on the other hand, we'll see, it may not be matzah. So therefore, I might think that l'chatchila you could eat it any way you want. You could eat it matzah, or you could eat it cholut. Then it became osur. Now it became matzah again. I might think it goes back to its original heter. Kamash malon, you have to eat it dafka matzah and not cholut. And you wouldn't learn from the pasuk lo se'ofa chametz, it's not chametz. Samara says, "Hi cholut hechidami." No, that's not a havamin either, because manavshach. What is cholut? I matzahi, if cholut is matzah, so how matzahi? Then it's matzah. Then what do you mean? You could eat it cholut or eat matzah? You're eating matzah. So there's two ways of having matzah. One, you bake it within the 18 minutes, and the other one is you put in boiling water. The ilo matzahi, matzah somarachman. If it's not matzah, the Torah says, matzos teyocha, what's the havamina? What's it called, that you should be able to eat this? You have to eat it matzah. It's not only also to eat chametz, you have to eat it matzah. Mor says, lo, lo'olam ei maloch matzahi. Really, it's matzah. U'lohochi toni be'kro la'akev. But the Torah said twice, matzos, to tell me it has to be special matzah, not cholut. Cholut has a din of matzah. In other words, on Pesach, you'd be yotzei matzah with it. And Tosfos explains, it's talking where you then baked it again. If you never baked it, right, there's like bagel, mamet. You boil it, and then they bake it. So then it has a din of lechem. It's lechem only, and then what's it called, you yotzer. And that's what we're talking about over here. You boiled it, so it's not chametz, and then you baked it after that. So that's matzah, it's called lechem only, but it's not the kind of matzah that you can eat by a mincha. Mincha has to be full-fledged matzah. This is second-class matzah. Right. Samara says, we'll be kosher l'pesach, yeah.
Why don't we have such an industry today?
Well, because we're not somech on chalita te bechlau. We don't know how to be machlit things, and chalita by many things, we're not somech on. Chalita by liver. Also, an alternate way of kashering liver, we're not allowed to do that. because we're not sure how hot the water has to be, and if you put it in when it was boiling and not boiling, whatever, so how long it has to be there. Elecholit matzahi, the kamrin and the ma'ilchasa. So we say cholit is matzah, but you can't eat it for a mincha. So then what can you eat it for? Hilchasa lo marsha adam yotzei bo yidechavasa pesach. If you eat cholit on Pesach, you yotzei. It's called lechem oni. Afapi dechalte mikora. Even the hadar afye betanur lechem oni, since you, even though you originally boiled it, right, but if you baked it afterwards, then it's called lechem oni. Karin and beva adam yotzei bo yidechavasa pesach. Rashi. Hacha el Rav Yitzchok d'Tani l'mitzvah v'abashohi. He learns that the seifa of this brisa, you have to learn that l'chatchila you could have married her l'shem mitzvah or for any other purpose. Now that she became mutter again, you can only marry her l'shem mitzvah. So how is that parallel to the case of the mincha? Before this, you could eat it for any purpose. Now you, what's it called, it's aser, then it became mutter again, you can only eat it for this purpose. Which purpose? What's, right, we're not talking about eating it, what's it called, for a mitzvah. We're talking about eating it for a purpose other than the different purpose. What two purposes are there? Hacha maitre gavnika, to come in mayitana yochol tagzu v'atera rishon, talmud lomer delo. V'halekala meimur tagzu v'atera rishon, rotsa l'shem mitzvah ochla, rotsa shalol l'shem mitzvah ochla, talmud lomer delo, to hakol kama deboy lichla, the hasam who ki boil, let's say, boil the mechla. There's no halach over here of having eat it l'shem mitzvah. You eat it l'shem the carbon. But l'shem mitzvah, there's no Indian over here. The hasam who ki boil shalol l'shem mitzvah paga be'erva. Aval hacha maika oven. If you don't eat it l'shem mitzvah, what are you doing wrong? You eat it l'shem suda. Val karkach betray gavni boil okmi dumi the resha. And you have to say that the resha and the sefer are parallel, right? Otherwise, they're not talking about the same thing. So if by Yibum we say it means L'shem Mitzvah, as opposed to L'shem Noi, what over here is the Chiddush that you have to eat this L'shem what, as opposed to L'shem whatever else. Right? If you hold that you have to eat it, it's a mitzvah to eat it, and you don't have the choice to eat or not, you have to eat it, then they're parallel according to Rava. But according to Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, they're not parallel.
What about pickles?
Yeah, that's a good possible, but that doesn't mean that
you have to have a shame.
No, you don't have to have a machshava positive, you just can't have a negative machshava.
Why not?
No, you have to have a shame. Well, yeah, the carbon itself, it says, has to be made, but the eating doesn't say it has to be the same mitzvah. Achila gasa mi mikri achila. So Mar says, well, maybe it means before this you could eat it achila gasa or regular achila. And now you have to eat it regular achila. So Gemara says, how could that be? Achila gasa v'akol achila. V'omer Reish Lakish, v'kivin d'lav achila hi mi v'ochlu aron ubonav d'reisha nafka. In the Reisha it says v'ochlu also aron ubonav. So that excludes achila gasa. So why do I need matzos te'ochil? Can't be telling me you have to eat it regular achila, because I know that already from the beginning of the pasuk. Potter. The lo over ala shir lo seune sha'av ze inuhi shemazik esatzma. This is talking about the kind of achila gasa that mamish harms a person. It's not just that there's always room for dessert. That's not that kind of achila gasa. Achila gasa or mamish, you're stuffed to the gills. If you eat any more, it's harmful. It hurts you. Ela trei gavni hachi tiboy lemeimer. Ratza matza ochla, ratza chametz ochla. Before you could eat it matza, or you could make it chametz. Now you have to make it matza. Talmud Lomer, matzos teyocha v'lo chametz. Gemara says that I know from another pasuk. Lo seyofe chametz chelkam. Nasati osa l'isha. L'hachi samich chelkam l'lo seyofe chametz. Lomer afilu shiore mincha sheheim chelkam shol kohanim lo seyofe chametz. So mehasam nafta. So we learn that from a different pasuk. We don't need the pasuk matzos teyochel to tell me you can't eat it chametz. Cholut baroschit. You put the dough into boiling water. Ratsa cholut ochla, talmud lomer matzos v'lo cholut. From the first pasuk, I would only know you can't eat it chametz. How do I know you can't eat it cholut? From this pasuk, matzos, has to be dafka matzah. Shemar says, manashach. If cholut is matzah, it's matzah. And if it's not matzah, then it's chametz. Which is it? E matzah, he matzah. The v'heichi mimayit mimashmos, the matzos teochel. Cholut is matzah. The ilav matzahi matzos amarachmanim. If it's not matzah, the Torah said, you have to eat it matzahs. b'shiyori minchas chova d'chsi b'tzavas aron v'yachluha matzos v'huadin l'shai menachos. We have another pasuk that says you have to eat it matzah. I don't need this pasuk to tell me matzos teachel. V'lam ali matzos teachel. Gemara says no, really chalut is like bein hashmashos. It's not first grade matzah, and since the Torah said it twice over here, matzahs twice, you need first grade matzah. But it is matzah legabi pesach, that if you're cholet dough and you bake it after that, you yotzei matzah on pesach, because matzah on pesach is lechem only anyway. It could be second class bread. But for the mincha, you need first class matzah, and that you're not yotzei. We're up to Mem Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Second Mishnah, or the first Mishnah, really. Today's going to be a short shiur till the next Mishnah, and then I'll leave. I'm going to be going away for the next week, just for the weekdays. I'll be back on Friday, Mitzvah Hashem, leaving Moshe Shabbos, not leaving on Shabbos. And I'll leave Rav Aaron take care of the other things. Okay. Hachol leitz liyivimto, harihu ke'echod min ha'achim, Lenachla. If a person does yibum, we'll see that he gets all of the property of the brother. If he gives chalitza, then he's just like any other yoresh, and he gets regular rusha. If there's five brothers, he gets one-fifth. There's no bechor. The im yeshom av nechashim shalav. And like in any case where there's a father, the father inherits before the brothers. So if the father is still alive, what's it called? Yaakov is still alive, and Reuven died, and Shimon is the Yavam, Shimon, Levi, and all the other ones. So Yaakov inherits Reuven, and not the brothers. Okay. Hakone sheshivimto, if he doesn't give chalitza, but he is miyabin, zochah b'nechasim shel achiv, then he gets all of the nechasim. Right, even if there's a father, he comes in place of the brother, and the entire inheritance of the brother is his. The brothers don't get anything, and the father doesn't get. Rabbi Yehuda omer ben kach uben kach im yeshom av nechashim shalav. Rabbi Yehuda holds note that even by yibum, if there's a father, the father inherits. It's only where there is no father, and then the brothers inherit, that the brother who made yibum gets the entire inheritance. But if there's a father, the inheritance goes to the father, like normal. Rashi. Harehu ke'echod, v'lo hifsid chelko b'nichse yochid. Even though he gave chalitza, he doesn't lose the chelik he would have gotten had there been no yibum or chalitza over here. He gets the regular portion he would have gotten had there not been an inyan of yibum or chalitza at all. Zocho b'nichse ho'ach, v'afilu gir shalomocher. Even if he divorces her the next day, right, he inherits by doing yibum. He gets the entire inheritance. Learn from a pasuk. Okay, Gemara pshita, right? B'charetz pasuk. Why should he lose his inheritance? So k'dait chamina chalitza b'makom yibum kaima v'nishkol kulo nichse komashbalan. Now the reason the Mishnah had to tell me this because I would think that chalitza is in place of yibum, and just like by yibum, he gets the entire inheritance. Chalitza also. It's either chalitza or yibum. If he gave chalitza, he also got the entire inheritance. Kamash Malan, no, that he only gets his regular portion. The Gemara says, if it's coming to tell me that he doesn't get more than I would think he gets more, and he only gets this, then the Mishnah should have said that. He only gets his regular inheritance, not the whole thing. But the Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah says he gets his regular inheritance. Therefore, I might think, since he deprived her of the mitzvah of Yibum, and he deprived the brother of the mitzvah of Yibum, so we should give him a knas, and he shouldn't get anything. He shouldn't even get his regular inheritance. Kamash Malon, he gets his regular inheritance. We don't give him a knas. Rashi. Hari pshita delo ibid zchuso. Of course, why should he get less than he normally would get if there wasn't a chalitza? Mal desema klomer lav lashmina delo ibid zchuso tanyula. The reason the Mishnah said it is not to tell me that he didn't lose his original zchus. El lashmina delo shokel kula nichosi. Right, If the purpose of the Mishnah is not to tell me he didn't lose his original schus, but that he doesn't get more than that, then it should have said it differently. Yehachi, it should have said, should have said he only has like one of the brothers, not more. But it doesn't say that. It says he has like one of the brothers. Hachi garsinu elasolka daita chamina liknasei hoel va'afsadom yibum she poslo al ha'achim. He deprived her of the mitzvah of yibum because he gave her chalitza, so she can't have yibum then from anybody. She's finished. So therefore, I might think that we should give him a knas and he shouldn't get anything in this inheritance. Kamash malon, he gets at least his regular portion. Im yeshom av the omer mar av kodem lechol yotzei rechov. Learn above Basra that the order of inheritance is that if there's a father, the father comes before all of the other offspring, and he inherits his son. Hakonis is yivimto, my timer. Why, Taka, if he does yibum, does he get the entire inheritance? Because the Torah says, Yokum al shem ochi v'omarachmona. The harikop, Lamaisa, he stands now in place of the other brother. So he gets all his nechasa. So he is the substitute now for the other brother. So whatever the other brother had now transfers to him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ula, halachic Rabbi Yehuda. Ula said the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that when there's a father, the Yavam inherits nothing and the father gets everything. V'cheinom Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, halachic Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said the same thing, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. V'omar Ula v'yisema Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. Why taka does Rabbi Yehuda hold that where there's a father, the inheritance goes to the father and not to the Yavam? Dechsiv, ahoyo ha-bechor asher teleid. Right, this pasuk, we had it already, is not only nidrish on the child that's born, but it's going on the Yavam himself. The Yavam is called like a bechor. Ahoyo ha-bechor asher teleid. Right, the bechor is referring to the Yavam, who will give birth to, will have a child, what's it called, from the deceased wife. But the Bechor, normally, the Pashup shot is that the first one that will be born from this union of the Yavam and the Yavama, right, will be called on the name of the, but Lamaisa Chazal Darshan, that it's not going on the child that's born. The Hoya HaBechor, he will be like a Bechor, the Yavam. Ma bechor ein lo b'chayi ho'av, af hai nomi ein lo b'chayi ho'av. Just like a bechor, right, gets nothing in the inheritance of a brother, as long as the father's alive. He only gets his two double portion when the father dies. The bechor gets only a double portion in the father's nechasim. When the father doesn't die, he gets nothing. So to over here, the father's alive, he's like a bechor, he gets nothing in this inheritance. Shmuel says, im ma bechor notul pishnayim la'achar mises ho'av. If that's the case, if he's like a Bechor, then he shouldn't get all the Nechasim. He should get Pishnaim. He should get double portion, right, after the father dies. Right? No, he should get, what's it called? He should get a double portion of the father's inheritance. Right? If somebody is a Yavam to one of the other brothers, and the father then dies, he should get, the Yavam should get a double portion. It's called the Bechor. Someone says, "Midi Yakum al Shem Aviv Ksiv, Yakum al Shem Achiv Ksiv, Velo al Shem Aviv." Right? He's a bechor in regards to the brother, not regards to the father. So he doesn't get double portion of the father's nechasim. But he's like a bechor insofar that if the father's still alive, he gets nothing. Someone says, "Ema hecha deleka av delishkol nachalot tiskay mitzus yibum, hecha deika av deloshokol nachalot tiskay mitzus yibum." Maybe no, maybe wherever there's a father, and therefore the Yavam will get nothing in the inheritance, there's no mitzvah Yibum either. The mitzvah Yibum is only where the Yavam will inherit from the brother, stand in his place. But if he can't stand in his place for Nachla, maybe he doesn't stand in his place for Yibum either. Maybe there's no mitzvah Yibum. Where it says, Midi Yibum b'gdula b'nachla tala rachmana, Yibum miyabme. What does Yibum have to do with getting the Nachla? That's an extra added perk. That's not the purpose of the Yibum, is they should get the inheritance. If the purpose of Yibum was that he should inherit the other brother's thing, then fine. Then if there's no inheritance, there's no Yibum. But that's not the purpose of the Yibum. The purpose of the Yibum is the children will have. The Nachla is a side thing. So just because there's no Nachla doesn't mean there's no Yibum. See Rashi. Al Shem Ochiv. No. Af Hai Nomi. La'achar Misa Sa'av. In Mei Sa'av. La'achar Yibumo. Shel Zeh Moder of Yehuda. The Notel Zeh Chelko V'chelek Ochiv. Right, if the father died, right, then he gets his portion and the brother's portion in the father's nachla, right? But he doesn't. Then that's why the Gemara says, "Let him get a double portion." Besides the what's it called, a double portion of his own, plus the brother's nachla, in the father's nachla. But if the father doesn't die, the father gets the entire nachla. Al shem achiv k'siv lo al shem aviv k'siv v'kiven de bishosh shekom al shem achiv lo shokal. Sulo shokel, right? Since he didn't get that when the brother died, because the father was still alive. After that, he doesn't get a double portion. Al shemoch sulo shokel, the ish shokel hashta lo minichse achiv shokel elamichse aviv daha yarsino. Now that the father died, he's not getting the brother's chelik. He's getting from the father a double portion that he doesn't get. But in Achanami, he'll get the brother's portion and his portion. But that's not a double portion of his own. Whereas, maybe the mitzvah of Yibum depends on getting the nachla. And if you won't get the nachla of the brother, where the father's still alive, then you don't have any mitzvah of Yibum either. So Mara says, no, Yibum has nothing to do with the nachla. Nachla is a side thing. The Yibum has to do with having a child, al shem achiv, whatever that means, and therefore the Yibum doesn't depend on the Nachla or not. Where there's a Nachla, fine. If there's no Nachla, then they don't get that perk. Yosef Rabbi Chanina Kara, Tamed Rabbi Yanai. Right? Rabbi Chanina Kara was sitting in front of Rabbi Yanai, the Yosef the Ka'omar Halacha Krab Yehuda. And he said, Halacha Zay Krab Yehuda, that where there's a father, the Yavam gets nothing. Omar Lei, Puk Kri Kri Yach Levra. Go say it outside. Meaning, if the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is yochid v'rabim. Halacha is like the rabbi. Halacha is like the chachamim. That even where there's a father, the yavam gets the yerusha of the brother. Ain halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, you go out and say the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Toni tana kamed Rabbi Nachman. Ain halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Right, and there was a Tana who was learning from Nachman, and he said, "The ain halacha k'rab Yehuda." Omer le ele kaman k'rabana. What do you have to say? Such a modna halacha. The halacha is not k'rab Yehuda. Why would I think the halacha is k'rab Yehuda? Right, pshita yochid v'rab malacha k'rabim. Right, why do you have to tell me that? And the halacha is not like k'rab Yehuda. Omer le asmaya. Right, any chanami. What's it called? Leave the Mishnah out. The Mishnah is a Mishnah shein yitzricha. Because what's it called? Halacha is like the rabbim, and you don't need to be told that. In other words, don't tell me any chidushim from this mishnah. It's not necessary. It's a poshet that the halacha is not like a Yehuda. Omer lei, lo. Don't leave it out. At halacha is nayich, right? Umukshehu da akshiloch va'afchasa. L'may da afchasa shapir afchasa. Right, Maisa, you said Ein Halacha K'Reb Yehuda is because there are those that switch Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and they say that the Rabbanan said that when there's a father, there's no Nachla to the Yavam, and Reb Yehuda said it doesn't make a difference. And that Ein Halacha K'Reb Yehuda, meaning the Halacha is like the Chachamim in the way that you don't split it up, that you don't turn it around. So it's important to let me know the Halacha is not like Reb Yehuda, because there is other Mishnayos where they switch it around, and there the halacha would be like Rabbi Yehuda is, the way we have the Mishnah, that what Rabbi Yehuda said, the Chachamim said. So therefore it's important to let me know what the halacha is, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda as we have it, right? Meaning that the halacha is like the Chachamim, and if you switch it around, then the halacha is not like, is like the Chachamim, is like Rabbi Yehuda in the switched around version. Rashi, Yismaya lekula masnis and the Mishnah shena tzrichahi. Amar lelo tismaya. The at halacha Rabbi Yehuda asnayach uMishnah tzrichahavu. Right, you said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and you switch them around to may say Rabbi Yehuda to be what the Chachamim said, and that's true. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the switched around version, which is the halacha of the Chachamim in the version we have. Umikshu the kashula, hechi shavik rabbanin v'avik Rabbi Yehuda, v'afkisla v'shap ravanet of the afkisla. And you had your kasha, how could the halacha be like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the rabbanan, right? And therefore you switched it around, meaning in our Mishnah, what you said, Rabbi Yehuda said, the rabbanan really said. And therefore the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but not because Rabbi Yehuda said it, but because really the rabbanan said that.